Our next patient is Pam, a 38-year-old mother of three, also one of Dr. Lavernia's patients. She's been on basal insulin for 6 years and recently started on prandial insulin to tighten control. Let's see how she's doing.
Quite a great. I can see it right now.
No, yeah.
Come on, child.
Wild card, red.
My children mean the world to me.
What color? Green. Thank you.
Bria is 16, Tiara is 14, and Giles is 6. They're just the love of our lives.
Uno más.
They're my world. My life right now is just raising them and making sure that they're going down the right path.
Jeez.
When I was pregnant with Giles, I was diagnosed with gestational diabetes. Having gestational diabetes was rough. It was really rough because just the thought of actually giving myself an injection was really scary. My motivation was my baby and my children that were already here, you know, and just doing good for me, for them. But it was hard to balance work, diabetes, children, house. It was really challenging. Once he was born, it left, but it returned. So I was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. The insulin that I was taking just wasn't doing the job. It wasn't controlling the sugars. And that's how he knew that it would be better if we add the prandial before the mealtime.
Okay. I want to just go over your meds with you really quick.
The prandial insulin's taken before my meals, so I take it 3 times a day for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And I can take it either right before I eat or 20 minutes right after that food goes in my mouth. It was hard getting myself adjusted to it because sometimes I would take too much and then I would have a low, and then sometimes I would take too little and then my sugars go up once I'm done eating. So that can be a bit challenging, so you have to really know exactly what you're gonna eat. If I didn't take my insulin at mealtimes, my numbers would just be out of control. Taking the prandial insulin allows me to know that once I eat a certain amount of carbohydrates, it's gonna stabilize it. Not saying that I take this insulin so that I can eat more and more carbs, but just to level off my numbers. I love cooking. I don't cook separate meals. I cook one meal for all of us, and I make sure that I'm treating my family the way I'm treating myself. I always tell them, please eat right. When you're not with me, still eat right. Get your exercise in, because I don't want you to have to experience what I'm experiencing.
Whoa, out of the park.
I've been on the prandial insulin for about 5 years.
Come and get you.
Taking it makes me feel more confident in knowing that my numbers are where they're supposed to be.
Oh, yes.
I have my highs, I have my lows, but I'm never that much off. So I know that I'm doing something right.
Go, Tiara, go.
My doctor's proud of me, so I'm proud of myself. I'm living with diabetes, and I would really love to just not have it at all in my life. But for this moment, this is what I have to go through, so I'm letting it not take me, but I'm taking control of it.
You know, Pam is this great patient that understands that she's got a family behind her to support her, but that she also has to step up and take care of them by taking control of her disease. So she is another example of one of my easier patients, although at one time she was struggling ongoing on checking her blood sugars postprandially after her meals, and she didn't get the connection between prandial insulin and the importance. And I'm one of these in-between guys, so I kind of flip back between the ADA and ACE guidelines. So I tell patients that their postprandial goal should be between 140 and 180. And if they're there, you know, they're having a good day, and we'll see that their A1Cs will not be higher than, you know, we want it close to 7%. I'm also an in-betweener on that. I try to get patients between 6.5% and 7%. With those postprandials reading, the issue of keeping them tightly controlled so that A1C does not go 7.2, 7.4, 7.6, because that's where the problem is when you get those kind of readings. It's postprandially driven.
I was very struck by a couple of things. One, that she was motivated by her family. And I think when you're trying to get patients to understand insulin therapy and the progression, it helps to understand their motivations. I think that's very important. The other thing I think was very telling in this was that her doctor was proud of her and she knew it. And, you know, insulin is not a punishment. It is actually a reward and a way to stay under control. And if you use it in a positive sense, and obviously Dr. Lavernia has successfully done that, it really does work.
Even for those patients who do start an insulin regimen, there will be a significant number who quickly reach the maximum doses of basal and prandial insulin and still don't reach their A1C targets. And in those instances, concentrated insulin can be very effective, especially at mealtime. What is concentrated insulin?
In the patients who typically are on well over 200 units of insulin a day and still are far from goal, often very insulin resistant, in select patients, I think usually in an endocrine care situation, I will use U500 regular insulin. It's nothing different than usual. But it is as a result of the fact that patients need enormous doses. It lasts a lot longer, and it probably has a peak in time duration, which is closer to NPH insulin would be ordinarily. So I think of it as a form of basal insulin, although I do tend to give it at meals, typically breakfast and supper. Occasionally I'll give it near bedtime. And it's a way to give patients enough insulin in a regimen which is easy for them to do. And it's not for everyone. It's very important that physicians and others understand in patients who are on such an insulin regimen that their insulin that they appear to take in an insulin syringe, which is U100, there are no U500 syringes, is actually five times as much as it appears. In fact, when you write the prescription, when you teach the patients about this, you say it'll seem to be that you're taking 25 units, for example, twice a day, but actually you're taking 125 units twice a day, and we will make what appear to be typically 5-unit changes in your dose based upon your target for the morning of a pre-supper blood sugar in goal, usually 90 to 130 or so. That goal will get met by you keeping going up until you get to that dose. We always titrate. We always have to titrate insulin. We start a little lower than we think people need, but this allows you to titrate without a boundary.
What patient would be ideal for concentrated insulin?
Well, typically it's somebody who has been taking their insulin faithfully. I think it's very important not to try something like this in somebody who may be only intermittently taking their insulin. Any drug which is intermittently taken, you don't know what the actual needs for that drug are, and it can be dangerous because it's so concentrated. Most times it's very important to communicate to the patient and the pharmacists who give this that this is fivefold, is concentrated, so that somebody doesn't get either one-fifth the amount they need or, worst of all, five times as much as they need. That would create danger. So it's an informed patient who's been instructed, who's out of control, not at goal, and has reached a barrier with how many injections they're able to take a day and willing to do.